Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up. Come to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na 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 na.
Good evening. You're on the air with Waking Up with Linda McShane. Guess what? It is Tilted Tuesday. And we have Miss Stephanie Haynes coming on with us today. She will be speaking on honoring thyself. Okay, you know, Stephanie knows how to bring it to us. Beyoncé Marie, I had a family emergency. What's up? So let's send her some happiness out there to make sure that everything is going okay. You know, we're here about education, unification, and collaboration. We share and we care with you. And that's what we're all about. But before we get started, you know, I want to share something with you. Because I care. And life is a process of ongoing challenge. Those who lead lives of boundless challenge realize boundless growth. In a time of tomorrow's change, what people need most are the vitality to challenge their circumstances, the wisdom to open the treasure house of knowledge, and to strive ceaselessly to create value. That's what it's all about out here. We're going to create some value. We're going to share and care with you. We'll have Stephanie Haynes coming on with us. And before Stephanie comes on, you know, I just want to remind all of my change agents out there to continue to march directly to the pole, to the mailbox, whatever you have to do. Because remember, your voice is definitely your power. And in order to make the changes that we need to make, we have to do that, okay? So I'm going to give you a little bit of this before we bring Miss Stephanie Haynes on to tell us about honoring ourselves. Just sit back and relax. You're on the air with Waking Up with Linda McShane. We share and we care. Yeah.
My life to you always.
You know, before we can dedicate our lives to anyone, we have to dedicate our lives to ourselves. And we have to know who we are, and we have to honor ourselves. And this is Tele Tuesday. We're going to have Ms. Stephanie Haynes coming on to give us that information. Stephanie Haynes, are you here with us this evening?
Yes, good evening, Ms. Linda. How are you?
I'm wonderful, and how are you? Thank you so much for sharing and caring with us.
Yes, I'm doing great. Yes, so this evening our topic is on honoring ourselves, and I'm going to be talking about 10 simple steps to honor and respect yourself. So, you know, we've been talking, last week we talked about, not last week, but the week before last, we talked about moving forward with our life. And before then, we broke away from everybody's expectation. Now it's time for us to really go inside and really find out who we are, what we want, and how to say no without feeling guilty. And just learn how to be our best self and our best friend. So how often do we ignore our inner calling or just belittle your thoughts and feelings? I'm going to read that question again. How often do you ignore your inner calling or belittle your thoughts and feelings? Next question. How often do you find yourself making decisions based on what others people think and say to you? How often do you find yourself making decisions based on what other people think and say to you? Well, it comes to time. Listen to others and start listening to yourself. It's time to stop listening to others and start listening to yourself. So I have 10 simple steps that you can take to better and respect and honor who you are. So the first thing we're going to talk about, trust your instincts. How many times do we second guess ourselves, right?
True.
So you don't need a rational reason or excuse as to why. If your gut says no, then follow through. Learn to trust and listen to your instincts. The more you listen, the stronger your intuition will come, and the better you will get at learning how to trust it. You know, your stomach is your second brain. I call that your emotional belly. And when you feel that gut instinct that something's, you know, it's not going the way you think it should go, or something, you know it's not right, it doesn't feel right, trust that feeling. All right, and then number two, speak the truth. Honor your truth. Don't be afraid to stand up for what you believe in. If the people around you really honor and respect you, they would not be offended by your truth. As the Dr. Seuss quote goes, be who you are and say what you feel, because those who mind don't matter, and those who matter don't mind. Do I need to read that again?
Yes, please.
Be who you are and say what you feel, because those who mind don't matter, and those who matter don't mind.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Gotcha.
So, be assertive in your communication, you know. Say no without feeling guilty. Number three, don't speak bad about yourself. Sometimes we can be our worst enemy, right?
That's
so
true.
So how often do you catch yourself saying mean or hurtful things to yourself? We are always our hardest critic and can be quick to judge ourselves for our own actions, right? Be mindful over your internal dialogue. It can be powerful because you become what you think.
That's true.
If you tell yourself you can't, you can't. Right? So we want to be careful what we say to ourselves. That inner dialogue is very important. Number four, don't speak bad about others. What you say about others says nothing about them and everything about you. I do that again. What you say about others says nothing about them and everything about you. Gossiping or making small talk about other people send out bad vibes. It is also more often than not an internal reflection of something deeper going on inside of you. It is never fair to judge others. You know, they say in Buddhism that your environment is a reflection of you.
True.
So what's ever going on you, you know, it's in your environment, so they're just bringing that out. So it's really you're talking about yourself. Okay? So number five, be your best friend. How often do you encourage yourself to follow your dreams and conquer your fears? How often do you act like your best friend? You only have this one life and this one body. Make the most of it. Encourage and support yourself like a best friend, and you will be surprised how far you can go. So, Linda, as you know, I just celebrated my birthday. You know, I celebrate the whole month. I do the whole month of July and August, right?
I know.
And during that time, because I'm my best friend during that time. And during that time, I really, really honor myself. That's the time I retreat because, you know, it's been six months of the year. And, you know, the first 6 months has been hell with the COVID-19, right?
Yes.
You know, I mean, the first 6 months of the year has been very trying. Right. And so the kind of work that I do, I give a lot of myself because I'm an essential worker.
Right.
So I'm also, you know, with the homeless and everybody else. So I took, you know, the whole month of July and, you know, got another week or so that I, you know, dealing with July and then the whole month of August, just retrieving, you know, my soul back and just become whole again. Because when you're out there working with that population, you give a little piece of yourself, you know. And so it has been good. So I want to encourage everybody, you know, be your best friend. Encourage and support yourself. It's very important. Number six, honor the miracles that you are. Do you ever look at your body? I mean, really. Really look at it. And stare in wonder and awe over how amazing you are. It is a miracle that you are even here. It is a miracle that you have a beautiful, functional body. Practicing loving it, where you see a flaw, instead you see personality or an opportunity. Reach the point where you can look in the mirror at your body, no matter what state it is in a meaningfully way, saying, wow, I am beautiful. You know, I look back when I had my six-pack, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was I was just recently told, right, that you never, you know, get your six-pack back.
Okay.
And I would have said, wow, you know, because after menopause hit, you know, all the weight comes around the waist part.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been trying. So, you know, me and my three daughters, we all on this fitness thing, you know, we're on this fitness challenge. And so I'm telling my mind, you know, I never get my Coca-Cola bottle shape again, right? Maybe not even my six-pack. But I had to, you know, tell myself, you know what, I have to love you for what you are. You know, my friends said, oh, you got your woman body now. Okay, so what did I have before?
Right.
You know. You know, what I had before. So I'm thinking that, okay, so, you know, you full out when you, you know, you go through, you know, you get the hip, you know, the boobs get bigger and, you know, yeah, I got more of me.
Yes.
So I am enjoying more of me.
Okay.
You know, yeah, from when I used to weigh 125, now I'm 140 something. You know?
Okay.
That's actually 27 pounds more. But
okay.
However, and when I look at it, I say it's not that bad. But however, I got a woman's body now. So It's okay now. It's all good. So I'm in awe of my new body. Yeah. So
You're a big girl now.
Yeah, I'm a big girl now, right? So, number seven, learn how to forgive.
Yeah.
We have to be willing to let go and forgive our past wounds, hurt, in order to move forward. Now, at the beginning of our section, we talked about forgiveness, learning to let go, right? I mean, we did the moving forward, breaking away from other people's expectation. Now, you know, we're talking about honoring ourselves. So that forgiveness is very important. Right?
Yes.
Holding on to resentment creates subconscious patterns of resistance that can trickle down into all areas of our lives and hold us back.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So start with forgiving yourself first and then move on to others. Understand that everyone is just doing the best they can with the knowledge they have.
That's true.
Because, you know, they say, if you know better, you do better, right?
That's true.
And then there are some people out there that know better, but they just don't want to do better.
That's true, too.
Okay. So we have some of those out there, too. All right. So, and then number eight, make time for you. Take time out of every day, even if it's just a few minutes, to do something just for you, whether it's meditating, shopping, doing something creative, or taking a bubble bath, right?
Mm-hmm.
Going on a walk on the beach. You know, try to make this time alone time so you can just check in with yourself and just tune into the hum of your soul. How many of us just sit still and just be with self? You don't always have to be doing something.
That's true.
I have to learn it. You just sit down and just be still. Just be still, relax. Be in the present moment. Just be in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes it's hard for us to just be in the moment, to be present. All right, and then number nine. Practice gratitude. All your hard work for your body, for your life, your day even, and everything else in between.
Yes.
Learn how to be appreciative for what you have and give thanks for the life you have created so far. So what's going on right now with the COVID? It's just temporary.
Mm-hmm.
This is not going to last on forever, even though it seems like it has been forever. But this is temporary. It's our perspective, right?
Mm-hmm.
For those who've been sheltered in ever since March, it's okay to go outside. It's okay to breathe. Because when we started putting fear into our lives,
right,
then it holds us back. It keeps us stuck. It makes us sick. All right, continue to live your life with practice social distancing. practice, you know, good hygiene. You know, people, you know, that you know that is out there doing things, not protecting themselves, don't hang around those people.
That's true.
Hang around the people that you know that is conscious, that they're going to take care of themselves, so they won't put you or your loved ones in harm's way. Yeah, but don't allow this pandemic to keep you in a state of panic.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
That's true.
Yeah, so if you can't honor and respect what you have, you close yourself off to receiving more.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Once you can find, so once you can find the thanks in what you have, the doors of abundance will open wide to you. You know,
yes.
So let's go, even, you know, going back to forgiveness. If you don't forgive, you cut your blessings off.
That's true. They're blocked.
You're blocked. You know, nothing can come in. You know, we have to be fluent like water to be able to flow. So that means that everything is a giving and a receiving, a give and a take. All right? So we have to really keep that in mind. Now, number 10, love yourself. This may be the most important of all of them, is learn to truly love every inch of your being and celebrate yourself for who you are.
That's right.
We are all unique. We all have something special to offer. Don't shy away from that. Step in fully to the essence of who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Embrace yourself fully and watch how you soar. And finally, here are some powerful words that Steve Jobs, which sums this all up perfectly. He said, "Your time is limited." That's your time is limited. So don't waste it living someone else's life.
That's right.
That means that whatever your purpose and mission, the reason why you was born at this time of the century, find out what that purpose and mission is. And he says, don't waste it and live in someone else's life. Don't be trapped by the dullness, which is living with the reasons of other people.
Don't be trapped by what? Could you repeat that again, Stephanie?
The dogma, the D-O-G-M-A. All right?
Okay.
Which is living with the result of other people thinking.
That's true.
Don't let the noise of other opinions drown out your own inner voice. I'm going to say it again. Don't let the noise of other opinions drown out your own inner voice.
True.
And most important, have the courage to follow your heart and intuition.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't have to be a doormat for anybody.
No.
You know, you want to be assertive in your communication. You want to be respectful in your communication. You know, and sometimes it's kind of hard, but, you know, and then the times that you're not, you know, thinking of the other person, you know, it's always you can go back and start over the next day, right?
That's true.
Yeah, but the most important thing that everybody wants to be loved. Everybody wants to be heard. Everybody wants to be honored. And once you honor yourself, then you can honor others.
That's true.
And that's the same thing with love. You can't give love if you don't know what love looks like.
Yes, of course. We know about that.
You know, love is not just kissing and smooching and, you know, having sex. Mm-hmm. You know, I call that intimacy,
mm-hmm.
right?
That's,
but that
yeah.
deep love, that deep love, that means you love that person. You have agape love. You have the unconditional love. No matter what that person does or who they are, you love them. In spite of themselves sometimes,
yes.
right? All right. So even with that, you know, once you honor yourself, then you can honor that in that individual. Because that individual may be going through something at the time, right?
Mm-hmm.
But we don't allow that individual to change the way we want to live or to embrace our life.
That's right. I'm a firm believer of that. And
you
sometimes
know,
you can love, and that love can be, what do they call it? You know, it's a word. It's a tough love, you know. You have to, like, sometimes slap them with that hammer. But it's
mm-hmm.
only because you love them, okay,
right.
that you're trying to shake them up and rattle them, too, so that they can sort of like go to that mirror or get to that gut or hit them dead in the center. Because you have to do that doesn't mean you don't love them. You do it because you do love them. Because if you didn't,
right.
you wouldn't waste your time.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You have to give them what you call that tough love. You have to like... How can I say it? You know how you go through a day and you're in dialogue. And I'm so glad you brought this up. Well, you're in dialogue with someone. And
uh-huh.
they're a bit upset, like we're all going through stuff, and they're requesting a certain thing. But you're like the middle person. You're the middle man. So all you do is you're like the liaison, okay? You get the information, you pass it on, okay, to where it has to go. So, but then they contact you, okay, it's falling back on you, you're the middleman, and so you're taking your time and you're explaining the way the situation is. You're explaining the way the process is, okay? But they're constantly coming at you. Well, why this, why that, why this, why that? You know, like in this situation, you have a lot of persons, a lot of vendors and things. So when your corporate office or your main office is working from home, as all of us are doing, you don't have all that information at home with you. That information might be stacked away in a file somewhere, you know. You have to get to that file. So what you have to do is depend on whoever's going into the office to pull it up for you, right? And you have to
mm-hmm.
allow time for that because they're working on other things. So you're talking and you're explaining and you're taking deep breaths and you're understanding how they're feeling, but what can you do about it? And they keep on pushing. They keep, now you know we don't have no problems with saying what you have to say, you know, especially I don't. So you get to a point. They hit that nerve, and usually they're so upset. You understand they're upset, but then they really don't understand. They're not listening to the process, and you're explaining it to the best of your ability, just as pleasant,
right.
just as kind. They come back and say, well, you know, I'll just have to contact an attorney. Well, if that's what's going to work for you, do that, okay? If that's what you have to do, you do that, all right? So you're still nice. You know, you're still agreeing with them. You're still.
Uh-huh.
And then they turn around and come back on you. Well, then you going to be in trouble too. Okay. All right. You know what? Let me tell you something. I am trouble. I'm good trouble. Okay. I'm always in trouble. I'm going to get this information to you so that you can contact that person and ask them why, because I'm telling you, and I'm going to get off my phone, okay? And I want you to stay safe out there. That was the hardest thing in the world for me to do because I've been unpleasant.
Mm-hmm.
But you're pushing here, and that could go many ways, but you still have to stop and think about what everybody else is going through out there. You know, like all the food plants are closing down. You know, this is the source of our food, so they're having problems. So that's something that has to be on your mind, on your nerves. The good thing about this week for me is for John Lewis and his celebration, and it still will continue on Thursday, the last day, but he was a remarkable man, and he was a man that didn't give up. He didn't give in, you know, and that was his purpose. When you talk about mission and purpose, I tell people that what you want to be is not your purpose. What you want to be is what you're doing now, but your purpose is what you will do. So you get to that point, and then stating that when you say forgiveness, he was a forgiving person. He had to be able to do what he did. And my mother always told me to forgive, but don't ever forget, okay? She didn't say hold on to it and carry it in the suitcase everywhere you go, but always forgive and don't forget. Because when it comes back to you again, you'll recognize it if you have a clear head, if you're not walking around with all that anger and that dark side and, you know, shooting bullets and, you know, of anger and mad and pointing fingers and all of that. She said, but you don't have to forget. So I was saying all of that to say how we have to sometimes work with people and understand, yes, this has been a hell of a 6 months. You know, my birthday month is August, and I go from August all the way to the end of the year. You know how we do it. But I have no problem with taking out time and just standing up, staring in the ceiling, right? I've learned how to do that very well. Because if you don't breathe, and the minute, and everybody's pulling at you. Everybody's pulling, oh, I need this, I need that, okay. Well, I'm on a project right now. I can't get to that right now, but I'll get back to you. Instead of trying to honor everybody's wishes and stressing yourself out. That is not what I call relaxation. This has been a wonderful time. You know, you and I go way back. We're waking up with Linda McShann. We've been sharing and caring since for quite some time. And I'm so glad because you are out there every day. And your line of work, it can be very draining. So for you to take the time to care and share, you think I don't have a lot of gratitude and appreciation for you? Because I know what those days can be like. I know what my days are like, and I'm not in that arena, but in a different type of way. So gratitude to yourself, gratitude to other people, Stephanie, and don't be dogma. You know, move with your own inners, because there's others out there, and they really get heartless with you if they can't control your thought pattern. You know, they get heartless. And so when you come and I remember, I'll share it with you, I had a coach, and she was coaching, and we would laugh, and she came a different way. She was an excellent coach, but she wasn't a good leader. She didn't have leadership skills. And you have to be able to lead when you're dealing with all types of people, because you have to understand and know your people. So like with you, you know me. You know where to come, how to come. You know just about how I'm going to approach it. But you've also seen the growth on how things are done. But you know it's lying down there. So I'm your coach. I said, yeah, you're right. And you're a good one. I said, but you know what? You need to learn the definition between coaching and controlling. Because nobody, you don't have that power to control me. Oh, I know, yeah. So people get it mixed up, and you have to kind of like straighten them out. Because when you honor who you are, you're not going to go for that. When you understand, when your tummy gets the growling and turning inside, no matter what, you have to sit down and listen to that. No matter what excuse you're getting, you have to follow your own mind and decide, because you have the options out there to stick it, take it, say something about it, or walk away from it. You have those options. And it's up to you how you want to do that. But when you do it, back to what we said, it all stems from love. And the first love it stems from is from yourself, for yourself. See, when you love yourself, you're not going to allow that kind of stuff. It's not allowed. And persons that come and they bring it, they don't know nothing about love. But if you love yourself, you know how to honor yourself. You honor yourself and have love for yourself, they're in big trouble. I know they're in big trouble with me. I'm just learning how to kind of like have a different kind of dialogue. You know, you grow. And especially with the pandemic and everything that's happening, you take deep breaths before you speak because everybody is on edge, okay, one way or the other. We know not to move. We're fearless, okay? We already know that, you know, without spirituality, whatever we do, pray, chant, whatever you do out there, you have to be fearless. Because this is set up to design to fear and control you. And what you need is already here. You have everything that you need. Like I'm a believer of you, this too shall pass, okay? We know it's going to pass. This spirit of evilness will pass because that's the only name that I can give it. Follow directions, stay healthy, do the best that you can do for you. I'm trying to figure out who's come through the door, this door beside my niece that lives here. And if she been out there too much, she got to go to her sister's house, okay? Because I don't know where you been. Okay, who you been around? Okay, where were you? Like you say, know the people that you're around. Oh, well, you can just come over and the Texans. Oh, well, we all tested. I said, okay. Well, we know how to social distance. I said, I know. I said, but let me tell you something. I'm a Texan. And as soon as that fried chicken and shrimp get on that counter, there is not going to be any social distance in that dining area, okay? Because y'all going to be reaching over each other trying to get to that hot sauce and them biscuits, right? I said, right. You have to stop and think. I can get around, but I have to think about my family members, you know, the ones that have the low immune. I'm there, I'm celebrating, but also there's 7 or 8 other families that will be coming in blending, okay? It's like, I don't know. Let me think about it. I've ordered my hazmat suits to get on the plane like Venus, but I'm not thinking about me. I'm thinking about you. You know, right. I'm coming. Yeah, I'm coming in. I can get in, and I can, you know, you have disposable hazmat suits if you're flying in, or get an SUV and drive in. And that's all great and fine. There's many ways you can do it, but I have to think past that and think about the whole thing, you know. I'm here in your home, big, spacious, if we need quarantine. Who wants to go somewhere for 5 days and have to lock up for 14? Not me. Okay, that's no fun. That is no fun at all. And then you got all of your nieces, your nephews, your great-greats, and they great-greats. Who they been around? Okay? Have they been social distances? See, you have to take all of that in consideration. And when you honor yourself, you make a list. So I spend a lot of time not only just thinking of me, but thinking about others. And when you come on, and like you made the statement about practicing, you know, make time for you and learn how to forgive yourself, that's a real important thing. Because when persons do things to you, Stephanie, and it's hurtful, it's hard. So are you saying learn how to forgive yourself or forgive them? She said, the question is, what is to forgive? What is to forgive? So are you forgiving yourself? Are you blaming yourself? And that's why you're forgiving yourself? Are you forgiving them? How, when you honor yourself, how do you attack that?
Yeah, so when I say forgive yourself, you know, sometimes we blame ourselves, right?
Right.
And then we start holding on resentment, you know, shame, guilt, whatever it may happen during that time.
Okay.
So forgiveness is always not for the other person. It's always for you.
That's true. So we talked about that.
Right. So you can move forward with your life, right?
Okay.
So you won't get sick by holding on to emotions, right, from being mad or whatever, right? And then if the person, you know, accept your apology, it's fine. And if they don't, still fine. The most important thing, you got it off of yourself so you can move forward, so you can continue to receive your blessings. Right? Because sometimes the persons that transgress against you, most of the time, they don't think they did anything, right?
Yeah, they haven't even thought about it.
But they ain't talking about they going on with their life. But you sitting over there in the corner all mad. Right? Right?
Me, I get away from it.
I know.
I say, I always tell you why. If it's something that's improper, I feel, or that's a violation, I'll tell you. I won't argue. I won't go into extent. I just say what it's going to be and mm-hmm. leave very pleasantly and wish you the best. Because, see, it depends on what the circumstances were, how you deal with that, okay? And I'm usually an individual that pick their people pretty good, but if you go south on me or show another side, I see that true color. My gut tells me, do it pleasantly, but don't deal with that, okay? Do it pleasantly, but don't deal, because that gut feeling is the beginning of that illness, okay?
Right.
And if you continue to push it and continue to, then you're not honoring yourself, your life, and not doing any good for anyone else. Or people will do things, and you tell them, and you have dialogue about it, and then they'll say, you know when somebody's getting ready to say, have a successful life. You can tell in their voice, but they want to keep, well, we can't, this is not unhealthy. This is unhealthy for us to end this like this. It's not unhealthy. It is unhealthy if I continue to be around you, and I'm done. If I go to that point, I'm done, because my tummy has told me wrong area, okay? And you have to know yourself well enough, because everything that we do in life with other people is on a trust value. And trust is very important. And when those little things get up in there, that takes away that trust. And I want you to trust me, and I will not deal around or be with anyone I cannot trust. I'm not going to be trying to figure out what they're doing or if they, I can't do it. I have to trust you. And I want to put myself in a position so that you can trust me. You don't have to worry about it. So when that trust is tampered with because of my honoring of myself and my tummy is talking to me, it's like, okay, I want to wish you a successful life. It's nothing. And when you see those individuals, that doesn't mean that you have to be nasty and mean, pleasant. You're right. Professionally, but you go sit at the other end of the room, okay? Because we all have that button. We all have that thing lying dormant. You know, everybody say you're a good person, bad person. You know, we know that you're good and bad in your whole body either way. You know, we just stand in the middle of it and whatever you do to control it. So you don't want to have, you don't want to snap, okay? You don't want that dark cloud to hit you and you have to get up and throw a chair. So because everybody's capable. You're capable, or somebody come and push that button, so you prepare yourself to be pleasant, make a great exit, wish them well, and when you see them, be very polite. You know, you can be nice and polite, and you know, I'm never going to stop smiling, so nobody ever takes to wipe this smile off my face. It's like, this one belongs to me. And I'm going to smile no matter what, because most of the time I'm tickling myself. But Stephanie Haynes, to have us on this conversation, Niyoshi, she had a family emergency, and let's send her good happiness that everything is okay. I will check with her, you know, because her father is not doing well. And, you know, I hope everything is okay. But she said that was a family emergency there, so we're going to send it. And I'm so glad that you came on to honor, because if you don't honor yourself, then nobody's going to honor you. Is that a good statement to make?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. If you do not honor yourself, then nobody's going to honor you and give you the respect that you need.
Right.
You
know,
that you should have.
Respect yourself. If you can't respect yourself, then no one else will respect you.
That's true. That is absolutely true.
Those healthy boundaries around yourself.
That's right.
It's very important.
What did you say about the boundaries?
Setting healthy boundaries around yourself is very important.
Yes. setting healthy boundaries. I like that. I like that. And on that note, I know you've had a long day. We're going to wrap it up. What are we going to speak on next week? Are we going to still be in a different, is this running a series, or what can we look forward to next week?
So next week we're going to talk about embrace the beauty that lives inside of you.
Ooh, embrace the beauty. Okay, let me, do I have to get on my yoga mat, or are you going to take us into the into meditation?
No, we're gonna do some talking, you know.
Okay, you know, but I teased you about that because you have a person lying on the floor snoring, Stephanie, and you're just talking to them, right? So when we start doing that deep inner work with you, I know where you can take someone. So I just ask that question so I have the listeners prepared for it. Okay, so we're gonna embrace the beauty that lies inside of you. And that will be our next week topic. And before we go, is there a word or something you'd like to just leave them with on Tell It Tuesday? What you want to really tell them to get them through the rest of the week?
I want to say everybody to stay true to yourself. Be present with yourself. Be gentle with yourself. Mm. And love every part of yourself.
Gentle and love every part. I love it. Love every part of yourself. Whoa, Stephanie Haynes, I'm trying to see how we want to close out here, because you know every time I think of you, I think of you and how you can go from A to Z to B to E and back again. Just doing what you have to do. So I'm going to close us out. I think I'm going to put a little Chaka Khan on here. I like her. You know, we old school over here. I try to mix it up a little bit, but I just like my boomer's music, and that's just every. But I'm going to leave out with this song. And Stephanie, please have a lovely evening. Thank you, thank you, thank you for carrying us through this honor and keep celebrating. You know, we sung happy birthday to you. You weren't here last week, and I wrote about it. I told everybody you was probably drinking champagne, and I told them that your topic was going to be honoring thyself, but you weren't here last week because you was honoring yourself, okay? So everybody knew about your birthday. I said, you know, her topic was honoring yourself, and today is her birthday. So she is honoring herself. So again, I wrote it, I'll say it again, and we'll get together. You know how we like to team up. You know, we'll blend that July and August together. We might have to go sit at a six-seat picnic table where we will go out and, you know, like have a toast, you know, how we Leos like to do things. And did you know that Miyoshi is also a Leo?
Oh, okay.
Yes, Miyoshi is also August. Yeah, she's August 2nd. So she's also a Leo. And Aunt G, she can blend anyway. But Aunt G, I think, is a Taurus. But, you know, she still got that. She kind of keeps us in balance. So on that note, I'm going to say to all the listeners, remember what Stephanie said. And next week, we're going to be embrace the beauty that lies inside of you. And tell them again, Stephanie, stay true, present, gentle, and what?
And love every part of your being.
And love every part of your being.
Yep.
Stephanie Haynes, have a wonderful evening. Thank you, thank you. Continue to honor. I'm bowing down to you as I always do, because you know I have great love and great respect for you, your mind, and how you care and share with us. So listeners, please have a good evening. And this was Stephanie Haynes with Honoring Yourself. Enjoy.